Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. This show is about whatever your favorite outdoor activity is. Just fill in the blank. My goal this year is to learn more about blank. My example I'm going to use for my blank is fly fishing. You may not have the same passion that I have for fly fishing, but you just substitute like whatever your passion is. And this show was brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. To get spring ready, I have spent a lot of time reading. Yes, could you imagine a real book, not on a phone, but dare I say, like with ink on pages. The book I've been reading is called Trout Tips by Kirk Dieter. Find a book on your activity. There is something to say about how peaceful it is just to sit and read. You know what? Whether it's the evening, I'll give you a cool example. When my mom was working at the hospital, very stressful job, she would take her breaks. She would take her lunch and she'd just grab her book and her lunch and just go sit in this solarium glass enclosed and just peaceful and read. I'm letting you know, this past winter right now, I'm sitting by the wood-burning stove, sometimes in the evening, but sometimes just different times of the day. And I'm actually just sitting and reading this Trout Tips book. And I've learned so much about what I need to know about. So, you know, find a book that's good for you. Visit your local store, your Ramsey Outdoor, whatever outdoor store. They have tons of books on tons of outdoor topics. My goal this winter was to learn more about attractor patterns and dry flies. I'm more of a nymph fisherman. This is one of the stages of aquatic insects. So either you happen to be dry fly on the top of the water or you happen to be a nymph fisherman going on the bottom. So I am actually going to be learning. Again, do I know some about it? The answer is yeah. But do I want to know more? Do I want to be better at it? That's what getting spring ready is all about. Next on my list to get spring ready was to attend seminars on different tactical approaches to fly fishing. I headed out where to the fly fishing show, and I selected specific demonstrations to attend. I'm also a visual learner, so watching an expert who's mic'd up, so he's got the microphone on there, they have an indoor casting pond they developed. It actually just looks like a miniature 6-inch pool of water, but goes straight down for about 60 yards. But I'm able to sit there, or stand there, I should say, and listen to his explanation, and it was very informative. And it just wasn't one. I selected a number of seminars. So you know what? First is reading, and then the seminars, okay, are there. So let's just say, and let me give you a couple examples. If your goal is to learn more about plants, well, there's many winter shows on plants, from gardening. You might just want to know specifically about vegetables in your garden or how to build a butterfly garden. Well, I'd say listen and ask questions. And one of the examples I gave is I wanted to know more about lettuce gardening. Again, hey, think about this. I have a degree in botany I have a couple degrees, but that's one of them. Anyway, digressing, sorry. But I don't know everything, and I want to know more. So I went to a seminar on lettuce gardening a couple years back, and I learned so much at that seminar. And after, I walked up, person who gave the seminar, I asked a number of questions, just, you know, sort of follow-up questions, things I needed to know, and I got it. Well, if kayaking's your passion, well, then find a canoe and kayak show. I know they're out there because I've spoken at them. Now, a seminar is a shortened version of a class. So you can search for weekend classes. Maybe you wanted to know something about how to start a fire in the manner Native Americans did. Well, an internet search would take you to the Indocumented Wilderness Center, and you could find a date that would work for you, and you can learn from Jim Bruchak, Native American. He's a master at Native American skills. But there's got to be other ones that are out there as well. So you see, you can go from reading to seminars to a class. Anyone starting to see that there's a pattern to what I'm doing here? And again, it could be a pattern for anything that you want to know about the outdoors. Well, Trout Unlimited, they offer many winter classes on casting and fly tying. I'm sure there's a class that's out there for every activity. So go to your local sports store and ask. Some classes are actually offered at the store. Coach Gorski says, what you get reps at is what you get good at. So I, in turn, go to the internet, specifically YouTube. I'm sure you know by now, you can YouTube anything in the history of the world. And I'm going to give you this example. Some of you are going to go, well, I don't know. Well, guess what? One of my toilets in my home was stopped up, and I tried every trick in the book that I had, and it didn't work. I went on YouTube. One woman said simply, take your dish detergent from your sink, said squirt it in a bowl, leave it there for 10 minutes, then plunge. I did it, and I am telling you, it was free and clear. Well, you see, that's what it's just my point about it. I said you could YouTube anything in the history of the world that's on there. So you see the things that you get to learn here. It's not just Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. It's Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature and toilet bowls today. Now, one of my goals was also to learn how to curve cast with a fly rod. Just like it sounds, what happens if you had a curve cast and you could curve cast around a rock in a stream? Well, that was on my learning list. I watched a few videos to find out what the experts were saying. And again, and you know this, when you're on there, you know, some professionals are better than others. You need to listen to all of them because too many people claim to be experts. Amazing, but not everything you read and watch on the internet is not true. So be careful. Years ago when I was teaching and I'd say to students, I'd go, you know what? You need to make sure that the information you are getting from the internet is factual because it's easy for people to put out there that they're the expert in the field. So I found what I thought was the perfect guy teaching the curve cast on there. I had my laptop, and I also have my TFO office rod. It's a practice fly rod for indoor use, henceforth, office rod. I was curve casting in my great room. The reason why it's my great room is because it's great inside. So I have this like indoor facility that I can actually practice my casting. And going back to the teaching, when there are half days that the students would go home in the second half and the teachers had to stay, I would take my lunch, and have my TFO office rod, which was actually a science lab rod. And I would just hang out, watch a couple of videos, and cast away. And students would actually sometimes see my TFO rod in the corner, and they'd ask questions. And I could, again, say, hey, after class, I'll show you. And so I'm sort of like on a tangent, but just understand this. You can watch on the internet and then go practice whatever the technique is. So next, like if you're taking care of your gear, well, taking care of your gear is so important in the wintertime. So maybe what happens if you're a boater, a paddleboarder, a kayaker, or a canoer? How about checking your PFDs in the wintertime? If your kayak has a rudder, how about checking the cables? You see, so as you're going through all this list of the things I'm telling you what you can be doing, gear in the wintertime, so you need to get spring ready to make sure that everything is ready to roll, number one, and you always hear me talking about this, and you know that it's safe when you're out there. My goal was also to organize my fly boxes. Remember prior I stated that I wanted to become a more proficient fisherman at attractor patterns. So part of my getting spring ready was organization. I will also check my reels and my fly lines. I know I already have to replace the backing and fly line on one of my reels. And then that Trout Tips book. Now think about this. Hey, you're not a fly fisherman, doesn't matter. Do me a favor. The next time you're in an outdoor store, I'm excited about this, go and just take a look at the colors of the fly line. And there's from the brightest color down to some dull ones. Well, going back to reading the Trout Tips book, I found out that gray fly line is the most unrecognizable by fishermen. And think about this. I'm going to replace a fluorescent green fly line on that reel I said I had to replace line with a gray one. So learning something somewhere and then the practical application. Next is spring training. Yes, it's late winter. Think about this one. Pro baseball calls it spring training, yet pitchers and catchers show up around February 10th. If I can get a day that there's no snow on my front lawn, I throw out 3 Frisbees at different locations. Inspector Dave, I invite him because he lives down the road a spell. We come out and we practice some of the casting. Well, think about this. One of my goals was the curve cast. So I'm still waiting for the snow to be gone. But when it's gone, I can actually practice. There's a specific technique for a curve cast behind and in front of. So with the Frisbees at different distances, I will actually practice that technique. So I'm going to take the technique I learned on the internet with my office rod inside my great room, get it onto the front lawn. And I've mentioned this before. I still have yet to catch any fish on my front lawn, but I will then obviously take that out in the springtime because I will be spring ready at that point in time and take it out to the stream. Also, I want to be using a longer leader this year, something that I've learned again in that book. You can see how I'm taking the knowledge I gained from one aspect and getting spring ready and applying it in another. Sometimes we choose to learn about many hobbies. I was thinking about The Hobbit. Anyway, I made a decision this past fall to get back into playing my guitar. Music was my minor at Rutgers University. At one time, I was a serious guitarist, but as life moved on and moved on, I was playing less and less. I try to spend a few minutes, sometimes a little bit more, playing each day. I YouTube a few songs and a few lessons because, once again, you can go to YouTube and there's many guys out there. And I actually, you know, years ago, used to play on our farm growing up. I would campfires. We'd be sitting outside, guitars, singing, having the greatest time. And I guess that's that cool analogy. And again, I just want to get back to it because I am, I guess just in love with getting back in touch with something I used to do. I guess at one time I used to do it well. Right now, I would not say that. My last serious guitar work was when I worked out with two great musicians, Tony and Shane. We wrote the Joey B's Outdoor Adventure theme song. Then we went into the studio with their band and recorded the track. One of my goals in life was to record in a studio. So I am letting you know that that was a thrill to me, but that was a few years ago. And again, I haven't really picked up the guitar until this winter. So some of it is learning the fly fishing and all the things I spoke about and getting back into it. And some of it's just another hobby that I enjoy. So getting spring ready is, I guess, spring ready for that spring campfire. So let's review a few things. You can do some reading, some seminars, some classes, some internet-based learning, get your gear care, so get it ready, and actually get some practice in. So you're going to make a decision to get spring ready. And now that you listen to all this, you can actually go to joeyb.tv, joeyb.tv, and you can download the Joey B's Outdoor Adventure theme song for free. And guess what? Rhythm guitar played by me. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeyb.tv. That's joeyb.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.